on Fresh Tracks for a Friday afternoon. This is Michael with you, and we've got a special guest in the studio this afternoon. I'm very pleased to introduce to you M. Ward. He's a musician whose star is rising on the national and international music scene. He's from Portland, Oregon, but he's getting a name for his own work as well as projects he's done with the likes of Nico Case, Connor Oberst, Bright Eyes Project, The White Stripes, Norah Jones, and more. His latest CD is called Hold Time. It's a regular play on KLCC's Fresh Tracks, and was streamed, it turns out, more than 100,000 times on the NPR website in the first month after its release. He's in town to play a show at the McDonald Theater in downtown Eugene. Starts tonight about 9 o'clock, and Matt, welcome back to Eugene. I know you've played here a time or two over the last few years.
Thanks. It's great to be back. I love Eugene. A lot of good friends, a lot of good people down here, and it's really just right down the road, 100 miles.
Yeah, right on with that. We're glad to see you again as well. It's been a little while for you, and I understand you got a lot of things coming up, and we'll talk about that as we go through this afternoon, but I also see you brought your guitar with you. So maybe we start off with a tune, if that's good for you, and let us know a little bit about what the tune is and where it came from.
Sure. I'm going to play a song from the last record. It's called 100 Million Years. This river that we ride has always been alive. Oh my soul, 100 million years. This river that we ride will roll on when we die. Oh my soul, 100 million years. And this love between you and I is older than that burning ball of fire up in the sky and the gale that fills our sail. Yeah, and the lights that shine tonight have always been alive. Oh, my soul, 100 million years. The lights that shine tonight, they will burn on when we die. Oh, my soul, 100 million years. And this love between you and I is older than that burning ball of fire up in the sky and the gale that fills our sail. This love between you and I is older than that burning ball of fire up in the sky and the gale that fills our sail. Thank you. love. All this love between you and I is older than that burning ball of fire up in the sky. And the gale that fills our gale that fills our gale that fills our sail.
Nice sound. Good tune. What was happening when you wrote that tune for you? You remember? You remember what was going on in your life?
Let's see. It was probably about 3 years ago, and I was just finishing a tour from my last record, this record called Postwar, and started thinking about the next record.
So we were looking for a tune.
I guess so.
Yeah. I'm speaking with M. Ward. He's in town to play tonight at the McDonald Theater. And we're listening to his music just a moment ago. And by way of introductions for folks, let's talk a little bit about your past history, if that's okay with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you grow up in Portland or in California?
I've been in Portland for about 9 or 10 years now. I grew up in Ventura, California. Just about, you know, maybe an hour north of L.A.
Right.
So I spent most of my life in California. But, I recorded my first record in 99, 2000, right, up here in Portland, and I haven't left.
What got you up here in the first place, Matt?
A lot of friends moved here from California. A great friend of mine, a guy named Adam Selzer, had a studio called Type Foundry in Portland, and I started to come here for recording and realized that it's an incredible place to live.
It's a nice community up in Portland, too, a community of musicians as well as neighborhoods and places up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems like it's growing exponentially, and I think it's a good place to be for anybody who's doing anything creatively.
Yeah, good one. About your mom and dad. Now, I've read that your mom and dad were both music lovers, so you got that kind of vibe early on. But they dug different kinds of music too, as I remember.
my dad is a very big follower of Johnny Cash and gospel music, and my mom introduced me to classical music at a really young age, so it's been a best of both worlds upbringing and education.
I listen to your music, and I hear I definitely hear from my ears some chamber qualities about what you're doing, and some harmonies that remind me of early 20th century composing and that sort of thing. That true enough? Fair?
I grew up listening to a lot of classical music. My sister played a little bit of piano, and those records are, you know, they'll never die. Bach and Mozart are people that I've learned a few of their songs, but you just like to have a foundation of music that you know will never die, and that's so that's a good education, you know.
This is a theme that runs through you, I think, from what I've read, is that you are a fan of things that have stood the test of time. Tell us about that a little bit. I mean, is it just about the idea of still being here after all that time that validates it somehow? Or
it's a good question, and I don't know exactly why I'm obsessed with the issue of time, but I'm definitely have a mild obsession with it and how it relates to music and what I do for a living, especially. I think maybe it started in high school when I was turned on to the good books, and I realized that the best ones are usually the oldest ones. And when I was introduced, the more modern ones, I just they just had a very temporary sort of quality to them. And there's still a lot of great writers who are living right now, but my biggest inspiration is the or the voices that have the history packed inside of it.
There was a reprint of a New York Times article today in Eugene. You haven't seen it yet, I'm sure, in the ticket section of the Eugene Register Guard. It was written by a woman, named Melina Ryzik from the New York Times. And she said a couple of things caught me, and I wanted to follow up a little bit. You mentioned in that article that you like working in the morning in terms of your music because your brain is fresh. And the part that got me was you said you were one step closer to the dreaming mind. Tell me about what that's got to do with composing for you.
I feel like there's just more. I just feel more of a blank slate at the beginning of the day. At the end of the day, it's more difficult to create something from nothing, I think. And I meet a lot of people who, are the opposite, and they're more night owls that can, their creative mind works best at nighttime. For some strange, unknown reason, it's first thing in the morning.
Mm. Well, late and early sometimes cross. And,
it's true.
And meet,
it's true. It's all interconnected.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Round and round we go. How about another tune?
Sure.
What have you got for us?
I'm going to do a song from my last record. It's called Chinese Translation.
Thank you.
I sailed the wild sea, climbed up a tall mountain. I met an old man. He sat beneath a sapling tree. He said, "Now if you got some questions, go and lay them at my feet. But my time here is brief, so you'll have to pick just three." And I said, "What do you do with the pieces of a broken heart? Oh, and how can a man like me remain in the light? Oh, and if life is really as short as they say, then why is the night so long?" And then the sun went down and he sang for me this song. He said, "I once was a young man like you, afraid to do the things that I knew I had to do. So I played an escapade just like you. Oh, I played an escapade just like you. I sailed a wild, wild sea, climbed up a tall, tall mountain. I met an old man. He sat beneath sapling tree. He said, "Now if you got some questions, go and lay them at my feet. But my time here is brief, so you'll have to pick just three." And I said, "What do you do with the pieces of a broken heart? Oh, and how can a man like me remain in the light? And if life is really as short as they say, then why is the night so long?" And then the sun went down and played for me this song.
Song is called Chinese Translation from M. Ward, who's in the studio playing live. And Matt, that's quite an instrument you got there. It's an old one, you know, not surprisingly, I guess. And it's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, it goes, you know, it's not my oldest guitar, but it comes from the middle 80s. Gibson J45 that I've had for a long time.
Where'd you pick that one up? Do you remember?
In Portland, Oregon, at a guitar shop called Day Music.
All right.
It's not around anymore.
Okay. I noticed on your website you're headed for Europe next month, starting with something in London. How big is the tour, and have you been there with your band before?
Many times. This is the first time we're going to do the Glastonbury Festival, so that'll be interesting. But I'll be out in Europe for about 3 weeks.
Glastonbury Festival is an outside
zone. It's from what people tell me, it's the biggest outdoor one in England, and so it should be interesting.
Yeah, I would guess it should be a good time.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, festivals aren't my favorite thing to do in the world, but apparently this one's great. So I've never been. We'll see.
More comfy in a small space.
Yeah, I usually prefer to play, you know, indoor theaters and places like the McDonald's.
Well, and I know that I remember talking to people in Portland who had seen you at various establishments around town working out, and they felt like your music, it kind of warm thing you got going. I was thinking, I was trying to figure out what your music did to me. It felt comfortably uncertain to me, if that's okay.
I like both of those words.
but warm as well, so that should be fun. Going forward with your career, you know, you've talked about leaving things and legacies and old things. How would you like to be remembered as a player, you know? I mean, would you rather have, for example, would you rather have people listening to your tunes on recordings, or would you rather have people, good players, covering your tunes after 50 or 60 or 70 years?
It's a good question. It's one that I've not given much thought to.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that just, you know, time has a way of telling what's going to stay and what's not going to stick around. And just doing my best to stay focused on the task at hand. If it means making a record, then I feel fortunate that I'm able to stay pretty focused on, you know, just making a record. And when it comes time to promoting it, you know, staying focused on that. So it's a lot to think about, thinking about my legacy might be a little bit too much right now.
Early.
I haven't had any coffee today either, so maybe after that I can think about my legacy.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, I want to say thanks a lot, Matt, for making the effort to drop by this afternoon.
You know. Thanks for having me. This is a great radio station. I love public radio, and it's always nice to come by.
Cool, man. Thank you very much. Have a great time tonight. M. Ward is playing the McDonald Theater. Starts about 9 o'clock this evening.